or a different direction at the same time. And in that word distraction, you see the word action. And it's something done or something performed. Distraction comes in all forms and all kinds of directions. But it has the same results. Being distracted takes us off course.
All right.
It either prevents us from experiencing something God has for us, or it puts us in the wrong position to receive what God has for us. The devil is not concerned with what keeps us from completing our assignment. He just wants to ensure that the assignment doesn't get done.
Yeah.
He doesn't want the assignment to be done. He'll bring anything to take us off focus.
That's right.
Enticing conversations. Urgent obligations. You know, we get in a hurry. We got so much stuff to do. Relationships. Some relationships takes our focus off of God. Emotional issues. And this big one is fear. Fear keeps us from doing what God wants us to do. Whatever the form of distraction, the distractions can be dangerous. It can delay the call on our lives from not being completed, or worse, they will prevent us from answering to the call.
That's right. That's
God has called many of us to do many things, but we're afraid. We say either we can't do it, we don't have enough education, we don't know enough, but God says He has an assignment for us to do. And in this season and in this time, there's so much distraction going on. The sister said this morning, you see so much on the news. So much is happening around us. It's to distract us from where God intends for His people to go. In the book of Nehemiah, Nehemiah's vision for rebuilding the wall around Jerusalem were near completion. But Sanballat, a Persian officer in Samaria, tried to distract him from completing his project. There are people that really don't like us or really don't mean us no good. They are in our lives to distract us, to take our focus off of where God intends for us to go. The thief comes not but to steal, to kill your assignment, your joy, your dreams, your confidence, your ideals, your purpose, your gifts. He wants to destroy that. Not because he wants them for himself.
Come on now.
Not because he's going to do your job for you, but just to keep you out of focus.
Right.
He wants you over here when your assignment is over there. And if I'm over here, I can't complete the assignment over there. But the devil brought my attention on this side. To keep my focus off of what God intended to do on this side.
All right.
There's somebody that needs us, that needs salvation. But we're distracted with other stuff. The devil is tricky. He'll put stuff in your pathway that you like, not that you don't like.
Come on now.
Because if you don't like it, then you ain't gonna even bother with it.
Come on.
But if it's something that you like, he got your attention.
Right.
He said, I got him now.
Yeah, that's what he said.
All right.
He doesn't want us to succeed. He doesn't want us to prosper and be in health, even as our souls prosper. So he distracts us with worry. He distracts us with sickness, businesses, bills, anything that's going to keep us from doing what God has assigned us to do. He trying to take us off course. He knows the word.
Come on.
But we're so consumed with what's going on in our life until we forget. John, the third John says, beloved. That's me. Say that's me.
That's me.
I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. We forget Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. We forget because we're so worried about what's going on in our life. That the enemy has put there. What the doctor said, we worried about that. What our family member is doing or is not doing, we're worried about that. If Satan can keep our minds full of everything that's not of God,
All right.
How are we keeping our minds stayed on Jesus? We have to take the control back because God has given us the power to defeat the enemy.
Yeah.
And he knows this. That's why he tried to keep us all focused. God gave, he had given Adam an assignment. Way back in the beginning, he gave Adam an assignment. But Adam got distracted because Eve got distracted.
Come on.
All right.
Fathers, he has given you an assignment. We have to carry out the assignment that God has given to each one of us. Me and your assignment might be a little different from us women.
Come on.
Your assignment is to head. Your assignment is to lead. When I was raising my children by myself, I never tried to do the particular assignment that the father had. I never told them that I was the mama and the dad. Because there's some things I can't teach them because I'm a woman. To leave that for the fathers to do.
Come on.
Yeah.
God gave Adam an assignment, but he allowed Eve to distract him. And then I know husbands, we do some things that ain't quite right.
Come on.
And we would spend a little bit more than we should.
Amen.
But we want you to have our back. But Adam didn't have Eve's back. Adam said, that's her. You gave it to me. He threw her up under the bus. But husbands, I come to tell you, we want y'all to have our backs when we mess up a little bit, okay? And just bring our focus back. Pray for us. Yes, just pray for us.
Come on.
But Adam had the assignment. Now it was up to him. Now y'all know, wives, our husband sends us on some tasks sometimes. Go find the house that we want to buy. Go find the furniture. You pick that out. You pick this out. You pick that out. You do this. You do that. Then we have some assignments that he done put in our hands for us for the children. Now, as soon as the kids are messed up, I told you not to let her do that. I told you that wasn't going to be right. You see, we get our task sometimes.
All right.
Oh, I can say I have.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah, my husband in the house, he can test for that. I get off task sometimes.
Uh-huh.
But he sticks right there with me. Uh-huh. He may not say nothing for a little while. But he gonna come on back. You gonna say, yeah, that's what I was trying to tell you in the first place.
Yeah. Preach!
But thank God for the good fathers and the good husbands.
Amen.
And when we got them in the house, go and give your hands, yourself a hand clap, man. The Bible tells us to train up the child. He gives us instructions. The men can't do it by themselves, but that's where we come in. And he says, train up the child. He wasn't specific on which one to train them up, but we're supposed to get together. It's our responsibility. It's not the school's responsibility. It's not the government's responsibility. It's our responsibility. It's the dad's, it's the mom's responsibility. We have to be examples to our young folks. And I threw that in because it's Youth Sunday.
Yeah.
But we have to be examples to our young people.
Come on.
If we don't want our kids to be lazy, guess what? We can't be lazy. If we want our kids to be successful, guess what? We got to model the example before our children. Now I only had 14 years with my father, but I watched him those 14 years of my life. I had a good father. And he showed us. He read his Bible at night. I walk in the room and he's reading his Bible. He showed us examples on how to live. He was a deacon of the church. He wasn't that deacon that was in all that mess over there.
Come on.
But he was that deacon in the church that covered his family. He told me, you won't play at that church or right there. You can play anywhere else, but you won't play in this church right over there where we was.
Yeah.
Because he knew the behind the scenes what was going on.
Glory, 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 glory.
So he showed us and he taught us. That's what fathers do. They give you examples. They pour out wisdom. They pour out knowledge. You ain't went through what you've gone through for nothing. It's to teach somebody else. It's to teach our young men in the church. Not to beat up on them, but to teach them how to go. Don't ever thank you. Don't go up to them like you ain't never done nothing or you ain't never been nowhere. Because we all have goals somewhere. We all have sin and come short of the glory of God. So we got to teach our young men, our young women, how to be young men and young women. Not our young women trying to be young men and our young men trying to be young women. We got to teach them the way of the word. Look here, let's go to somebody else in the Bible. We're going through the Bible country, all right? David had an assignment.
Yeah.
All right.
Had David been out there doing his assignment, what God told him to do, he would have never ended up with Bathsheba.
Come on, please.
But they want to talk about Bathsheba, but I ain't going all the way there, though. But I'm going to stop it right there. But David was wrong. Because David was not on his assignment. You know, sometimes, y'all, we can be on assignments that ain't even our assignments. We got to be careful that we're on the right assignment. Because you could be over here trying to be on somebody else's assignment, and that's not even for you.
Please.
You got to know your assignment. Jesus had shown Martha and Mary, Jesus had shown Martha that Mary was in her rightful place. Just because the custom was the cooking and the cleaning and all that good stuff, that was not Mary's place. She could have been in there doing that, but that's not where her assignment was. Her assignment was at the feet of Jesus. So we got to know what we're supposed to be when we're supposed to be there. Luke, the 41st chapter of Luke, the 44th verse in Luke, it says, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. We concern ourselves with stuff that don't even need to be on our mind. That's a distraction. That's a distraction. She was concerned about something that wasn't even for her to be concerned about. Your assignment was in the kitchen and you was doing what you felt like your assignment was. Mary was doing what she knew her assignment was. I don't know what you need from God. You don't know what I need from God. So if you lay prostrate before the Lord, you lay prostrate. I don't care if ain't nobody else laying prostrate. We used to sing a song, you ain't been through what I've been through. If you've been through what I've been through, you'll be dancing too.
Yeah.
There are so many distractions in our life. That's why God wants us to be sober. We have to be in our right mind. We have to be good use. We have to be beneficial. Being able to discern and recognize the times. Because the devil is sneaky. He'll make you think what you're doing is right. He crafty. But guess what? Soon as you start doing that, he's gone. Then you got to deal with God. By yourself. Because he gone. Because he already know who God is. He done got kicked out of the rack. But he needs some people to go along with him. But we got to rebuke the devil. Resist the devil, James said, and he'll flee. You got to know, you got to be clear. Your mind has to be clear. That's why he messes with the mind.
Come on.
Because he know if I get this mind up, tore up, then they're going to say they got bipolar. Y'all know that
of the enemy. Stop calling your people saying that they got bipolar. Quit speaking that stuff in existence. It's the devil. Call it what it is. He done got into that mind. Because if he can get that mind, he got you. That's why we have to keep our mind stayed on Jesus.
Thank you.
We got to be sober. We got to be alert. We got to know what's going on.
That's it.
We got to have a spirit of discernment.
Thank
you.
The end of that verse says, because the devil is roaring out there, roaring like a lion, seeking. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen a lion try to get a prey, prowling? He ain't out there in the open and bad now. He's sneaking. Same thing the enemy doing. He out there lurking. Let me see who off course. Let me see who backslide. Let me see who going the wrong direction. There you go. I got it. That's the one I want right there. He out there proud. Sneaky. Underhanded. Dirt. That's what Satan does. We have to know what's important in this season of our life. Everything may not be important in this season. So we got to be alert. We got to be aware that the devil is on the prowl, seeking whom he may devour, who he may eat up. That's what devour means, to eat. Eat it up. Whose life cannot crumble? The Bible says he's like a roaring lion. Looking to bite somebody. Looking to eat somebody up. Who's not vigilant? Who's not attentive? On high alert. Ready for battle. Do you have your armor on? Ephesians said, put on the whole armor of God. That you can be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. He's telling us what to do. You got to be ready. And you got to be alert. Don't sleep on him, y'all.
Well, blow.
What we do blow. When we're distracted, when the enemy came to Nehemiah to try to get him off the course, to stop him from building the wall, guess what he said? No. Put that word in your dictionary. No. Because sometimes you got to tell people no. If you know that ain't what God told you to do, you're going to have to walk away.
Come on now.
He knew what was most important. When Satan came to Jesus to try to get him off course, what did Jesus do? He told him, no. Man shall not live by bread alone. See, he even thought he could get Jesus off course. He thought he could. Yeah, he thought he could. He tried it, like the young people say. But he couldn't. So that's why he come to us. Because he think we're weak. He said, let me go and see what's going on over there. Any little bitty thing, the devil can creep in. If you got an opening, he's coming in.
That's right.
But God protects us. He will not let us be defeated. That's why we give God praise. All Satan does is take our focus off of God and leave us out there by ourselves. We don't want nobody that's not going to stand with us. We don't want nobody that's not going to pray with us. We want somebody that's going to be there with us, that's going to stand with us. We want somebody that cares about us. John 10:10, that B part, this is the good news. He said, because I have come. Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Well, what does that word abundantly mean? Plentiful, quantity, large quantity, plentiful. Yes, the overflow. I like that. The overflow. God's got. But we got to be alert. We got to be sober. And
we got to be a vigilant.
That's right.
We got to know who's around us. We got to know who we're connected to in this season.
That's right.
We can't be connected to any and everybody in this season.
That's right. That's right.
We got to be connected to the right folks.
That's right.
We got to be connected to somebody that's going to help us, pray us through this time. Because when I tell you it gets hard, it gets hard. Yeah, we all know it gets hard out here. Satan brings all types of things to distract us. It could be our children going through. That's a distraction on us parents. Because we want what's best for our kids. So if our kids is doing something else, then if the devil can't come through you, guess what he's going to your children. If I get this child into this right here, and if I get this child out focused, then her focus is going to be off because she's going to be right here trying to tend to that child. We got to be careful.
Yes, Lord.
And know that God is in this thing for us.
Yeah.
God did it for us.
Yeah.
In this season of our lives, we have to do what God wants us to do.
That's it.
Bless his name.
Fathers, keep on being great fathers.
Yeah.
Come on, come on.
Just like many of you and myself, we had great examples. And if you might say, I didn't have that in my household, but guess what? We had the ultimate example. We had the greatest example of a father's love.
That's right.
Because God loved us so much that he gave. We don't want to give nothing. But he gave his only begotten son, Jesus, for us to die in our place. That's what love is. That's what love is. He gives, even when we don't deserve it. Y'all know I know my daddy. I was my daddy's girl. Wherever my daddy went, I went. Whatever he had, he gave me.
Yeah.
I was far. But that's giving.
Yeah.
That's what fathers do.
Yeah.
That's what parents do. They give.
That's right.
We give of ourselves.
That's right. That's right.
God gave.
Yeah. He did.
Yeah.
And he ain't stopped giving.
That's right.
All right.
That's right. That's right.
Every time we wake up in the morning, he gives us breath. He gives us a brand new day. And all we got to do is give him the praise. He didn't even ask for much. He said, just give me the praise. We got to give God the praise because he's so worthy of the praise. He's worthy of the honor. He's worthy of the glory. If it had not been for God on our side, we wouldn't be in this place today. Y'all, I'd be out there pulling out my hat somewhere.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be in this place. I definitely wouldn't be standing up here. But he brought me through dangers seen and dangers unseen. He brought me out there trying to be bad. Kept me. It wasn't because I've been so good. It wasn't because I've been so kind, but it's what he put on the inside of you. We could have aborted it a long time ago, but the anointing, and it's on the inside that you're pregnated with. Be careful so you won't abort before it's time.
All right.
God has put some things in some of you that he wants to see go all the way. You got to get you some spiritual midwives. And it ain't just talking to the women, men. Because y'all pregnant too.
That's
we
it.
All pregnant with purpose.
That's it.
And you got to get you some spiritual midwives. That when you get tired, they got their hand in your back. Say, come on here. You can do it. Come on, push.
Yeah.
Come on, keep going.
Yeah.
Don't give up.
Yeah.
Don't give in. Push. Get you some folks that can speak life into you.
Yeah.
Speak life.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
When I was pregnant with my son, I went to this church. The bishop spoke life. He said, that's the prophet in you. I didn't even know if I was having a brother. He said, that's the prophet in you. Guess what? He's the prophet. I believe it. I speak it over his life.
That's it.
He ain't caught hold to it yet, but guess what? It's in there.
That's it.
And it's going to come out. And God is going to get the glory. God is going to get the glory. I bless the Lord in this place. Come on, all over the building. Stand and give God praise in this place. Come on, let's bless him. Tomorrow is not promised. The next second is not promised. You don't want to leave this place if you haven't given God thanks. You don't want to leave this place if you have not given God thanks. You might be in this place today. You don't know Jesus for your personal Savior. You have not gotten a connection.